The text for today's message comes from our gospel lesson, Luke 25 through 32. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout. Simeon was righteous and devout. Let me ask a good Lutheran question. What does this mean? What does it mean to be righteous and devout? Righteousness refers to the heart and the mind. He was a man strong in faith. He was steeped in his faith. He worshiped God. He knew the law. He knew the promises of God. Devout refers to behavior. His behavior. He was well versed in God's law, and he did his best to fulfill them. And his faith was not in his works of the law that he obeyed. But his faith was in the God who made the promise of salvation to him. His faith was obviously in God because he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Simeon's hope for salvation was no different than yours and mine. His trust was in the promises of God, and that was credited to him as righteousness. Our hope for salvation is no different. We trust in the promises of God. And he credits it to us as righteousness. That's why trusting in God's promise is so important. Our faith truly is nothing more and nothing less than trusting in the promises that God has made to us. Simeon trusted that the Christ, the consolation of Israel, would come. We trust that Christ, the consolation of Israel, is come. And he will come again in glory. We are also told that the Holy Spirit was upon him. But having the Holy Spirit upon you back before the first Christian Pentecost was a rare thing. Simeon was truly a man blessed by God. And it's important to understand that, because the next verse needs some understanding. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. I've heard many American evangelicals use this verse to justify every supposed promise they heard from God during their prayer time. Whether it's about a miraculous healing, getting a brand new Range Rover, or other luxury item, this verse has been badly used to say God promises individual Christians certain things for them. Now hear me. I'm not saying God can't do that if he wants to. He's God. He can do anything. But I am saying that you can't trust every single impression that you get that is a promise from God. People die. We're born with an expiration date. We just don't know what it is. And all the prayer in the world isn't going to stop or change that. And not everyone is meant to be rich. God doesn't give us every want, every desire. And not everyone, And God doesn't give us everything we want. He's not a genie that you can command to do your will. And when you don't get what you believe was promised to you, it's not because of a lack of faith. as I've heard many evangelical Christians say. When you don't get what you want, it has to do with the difference between God's will and your will. God's will be done. Well, what happens with Simeon? Exactly what God planned. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him. He was in the Spirit, led there by the Spirit at the very moment when Jesus was brought into the temple to be circumcised. What an amazing thing that must have been, to be able to be led by the Spirit right to Christ. God fulfilled that promise he made to Simeon. Promise made, promise kept. Let's go back to the promise that the Spirit made to Simeon. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Christ child. It's really a parallel promise. First, that he would see Christ before he died. And that promise was fulfilled in that moment. He saw and met the consolation of Israel. He got to hold Jesus in his arms. I can't even begin to understand what that must have felt like for him. For me as a mortal, a fallen person, to hold the Christ as an infant, knowing that this was the Savior of all humankind, holding him in my arms. Knowing me, I wouldn't do it. I'd be too afraid I'd drop him. But there's another part to that promise. He would have met Christ anyway when he died. But he got to meet him face to face, in the flesh, as an infant. In many ways, it parallels our own faith walk. The Spirit comes upon us, giving us the gift of faith, introducing us to Christ and his work for you. We're introduced to him at baptism, or whenever the Spirit gives us the gift of faith. Don't forget, we're born spiritually dead, and we can't approach God. God in his Spirit gives us faith, and we become spiritually alive. And we also get to meet Jesus face to face, spiritually, when we are called to our eternal home with him. You know, I have to wonder, doing this sermon got me really thinking, what was that reunion with Simeon and Jesus like? When he finally crossed the Jordan and entered his heavenly home. Having held Jesus when he was a human, seeing him as a baby, what was that like when he crossed there and saw Jesus again? I can't help but wondering what that's like, and you know, maybe when I get there I'll find out. Simeon responds to meeting with Jesus. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. The first thing that hits me is the very first line. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. What a powerful message that is. He has so much confidence in him, God, that he is prepared to die. God fulfilled his promise to Simeon, and Simeon is ready to leave this world and go to the next. How often do we have that kind of faith and confidence in our God? Now, I'm not saying if you have health issues, you should just ignore them and not treat them, for sure. But how often do we hold on to a life that's full of sins and lies, a life that's just futile because it's what we know? Not Simeon. He's ready to go home, his heavenly home. He has met his Savior, seen the salvation that God's prepared in the presence of all peoples, the salvation God has prepared for everyone. For you. His song of praise concludes, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel. Jesus was and is a light to the Gentiles. That means you and me, Gentiles, we're all non-Jews. And this fulfills the promise that God made to Abraham when he followed God's directive and went to the wilderness and to sacrifice his son Isaac. Reading in Genesis 22, starting with the 16th verse. And God said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." All the nations of earth will be blessed and are blessed through Jesus. Jesus is that revelation. All nations are blessed because salvation is for all people. As Scripture says, Jesus came first for the Jews, then everyone else. That's why he came for the glory, or that's how he came for the glory of Israel. Additionally, his coming gives glory to the people of God, Israel. We know the praise that Simeon made as the Nunc Dimittis. I'm sure many of you recognize it. Jesus is light, and Jesus is the glory. God promised that he would make a way for salvation for those who have faith. Promise made, promise kept. Jesus, as his coming as a child, was promised and delivered, so too will he fulfill his promise to come again. To those who have faith, to find home with him and spend eternity in heaven. My fervent prayer is that each of you have that gift of faith, and on Christ's return, we're all brought together to be with him in eternity. Would you pray with me, please? Jesus, in dying, you destroyed our death, and in rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Amen. Please rise for our time of prayer.